This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Good day. Politician who describes supporters of Israel as a lobby group that is cancerous, malicious, and seeks to scaremonger has been appointed to a senior parliamentary position. Gosh.
Yeah, I know. And then the news gets even worse. So this is a gentleman who's a member of the Labour Party. He's a strongly identifying Muslim member of the Labour Party, and obviously nothing wrong with that at all. However, his history is appalling, and he's the only Australian parliamentarian ever who we're aware of in any House of Parliament, state or federal, to compare Israel to Nazi Germany. He did that two or three times in a debate in the Parliament some years ago. He's a member of the New South Wales Labour Party. He came to prominence again late last year when the Labour Party launched a multicultural union event, and to which I, as CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, was invited by the head of the Labour Party itself. He blocked me attending.
Oh, and you told us the story. So this is the same bloke.
This is the same bloke.
Wow.
And he also has hosted over years multicultural media awards nights, to which no Jewish media was ever invited. And the Jewish community is a very strong, active player in the multicultural space in Australia. He has now been appointed assistant president of the New South Wales Legislative Council, which is the upper house in the New South Wales parliamentary system. And it's a shocking development. It's obviously one which we as the Jewish community, as the Board of Deputies, have protested strongly against. However, the appointment is there. I guess the good news, and I put that in quotes, is that it puts him on a much higher pedestal than he had before, which means that if he does do things like what I didn't even mention, he recently retweeted a post by David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, talking about Jews controlling the world, etc. If he does things like that again, it would very quickly spell the end of his political career, because he does now command such a high profile position. But the fact that he was elected to that,
how does he land up? How does he land up, given his racist behavior, past behavior? How does the Labour Party appoint him to this position?
Very good question. They've put forward two responses in response to that question. One is they said that if we thought he was going to win, we would not have put him forward.
What?
We thought somebody, which is a bit disingenuous.
Absurd.
And secondly, they said it's a purely symbolic position. Well, my response is that yes, symbolism cuts both ways. So yes, it is symbolic, and it's symbolic that someone who does have such an appalling racist history is put into such a position. So the symbolism you can interpret it any which way you want. So yeah, it is striking that he has been appointed to that position with such a history. So there are many people who are appalled by this, and as I say, it does mean that a brighter light is shone upon him. And if he does do things like that again, it will very quickly be exposed, you know, in the media. So I guess that's the good news, quote unquote.
Yeah, except my concern with this, and we've certainly seen it in South Africa, is when the anti-Semitic proponents or an anti-Israel supporters take these positions, they just go quiet publicly about these about the issues, but they do damage within their own party and within the area that they are active. Unfortunately, it doesn't always come out until damage is done, so it is a concern.
Your point is very well made. Absolutely.
Quite a story, and obviously one to watch. Jewish burial site consecrated in northern tip of the country.
So this is, yeah, sort of a random story. Australia is a large country geographically. It's not much smaller than the United States. And Darwin is one of those, a city right on the northern, pretty much on the northern tip of the continent, pretty much sitting on the equator. And so it has a tiny Jewish community of literally all of, you know, between 50 and 100 people and a Jewish cemetery who has just been consecrated up in Darwin. And who takes the credit for that? Obviously, who else but our good friends in the Chabad Lubavitch movement.
Absolutely incredible.
Who are here, there, and everywhere. And there's a group called, the acronym is RARA, which stands for Chabad of Regional and Rural Australia. So full credit to them for running around everywhere, even where the equator, where the sun is shining as it, brightly as it does on the equator. And they have now established a Jewish cemetery, for the very first time, I believe. And, for the Jewish, the small Jewish community that's there, which has not had a Jewish cemetery of its own. So there is now one up in Darwin.
Amazing. I love those type of stories because it's just, it just shows absolute, absolute chutzpah. Australian Jewish school sets world record for the largest human menorah. And it's been recognized by the Guinness Book of Records.
So this is, yeah, just a cute little story. So Biala College, which is a major Jewish school, you know, with, well over 1,000 kids, established a menorah with 1,048 students and staff forming this giant menorah on the grounds, the occasion being to mark Yom HaTzmaut. The students were aged between, seriously, three and 18. This menorah spanned over 40 meters in width, over 40 meters in height, so a massive thing. It was filmed from the air by an aircraft and by a drone, so you can actually, as in a film, not just a photograph. Mm. Guinness Book of Records had two official representatives there to do the counting to make sure that the number was as Biala claimed it was. And the previous record, by the way, was set 2 years ago with a mere 577 people in New Jersey, in the United States. Now here at Biala College had 1,048, so almost twice the number. So a random achievement, but achievement nevertheless in the Guinness Book of Record from here in Melbourne, Australia.
I love it. From serious stories to weird ones to, I don't know, lovely ones. Vic Aladef, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us from Australia. It is 6:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is